Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Now, Justice Minister Helen McEntee has said that increasing fines for airlines with passengers who travel without valid travel documents was one of several actions to try and curb irregular migration. Under the plan, the fine imposed on airlines would increase from the current 3,000 to 5,000. John Lannan is CEO of DIRS, the Limerick-based human rights and migrant support group, and he joins us now. And John, these increased fines have now been approved by Cabinet today. They're set to become law before the end of the Dáil term. What's your response?
Good evening. Yes, it's important, first of all, to bear in mind that we're talking here about irregular migration. We're not talking about illegal migration. People who seek asylum here in Ireland have a legal right to do that. They're not illegal. Reaction is that the minister and the government are conflating travel procedures and international protection procedures here. The right, as I said, of a person to seek asylum is enshrined in our law. It's guaranteed under the Geneva Refugee Convention. Separately, there are already procedures in place to govern international travel. There are requirements that airlines must comply with for security reasons, for other reasons, and that is essential. But increasing fines on them now in this way is in effect compelling airlines to implement a policy that goes against the Geneva Convention. Deciding who can and cannot apply for international protection here in Ireland is the job of the International Protection Office. It should not be the job of the airlines.
Well, people do have a legal right to come here, as you say, under international protection legislation, but it is also against the law to travel without valid documentation. So do you think this will act as a deterrent? Is that your fear to people seeking asylum?
So there are already laws in place, quite rightly, to regulate international travel. And increasing the fines on the carriers now is, by the minister's own admission, designed to curb irregular migration. That means that it'll stop people reaching safety. And we know from our work in DIRS that people routinely need to escape from oppression without documents. So denying them the right to travel to a place where they can apply for asylum is putting them at greater risk. It means that people will have to resort to more dangerous routes that could put them at the mercy of smugglers, for example.
So should we not be even prosecuting people then who arrive here without documentation? The minister said earlier today that almost 100 people so far this year have been prosecuted for travelling without documentation. Some of them have been given custodial sentences. Now they can still seek asylum, but they have been imprisoned.
We should not be prosecuting people who wish to apply for asylum. And we have to bear in mind here that the numbers we're talking about are quite small. You know, the figures for 2024 are likely to be in the region of 20,000 people. That's into a country of 5.1 million people. Today, we have 136,000 people starting the Leaving in Junior Cert. We're talking about less than a sixth of them arriving to seek asylum here. So we also have to bear in mind that the real issue here is the lack of housing. Stopping a small number of people from reaching our shores, applying for asylum here, is not going to build more houses for anybody. Yeah. So that's
there
what the focus
needs
to be.
There do have to be rules, though, John, don't there? Because, and I take your point that there will be some people who travel here without documentation who do so because they're desperate or because of certain circumstances. The minister has made the point in recent weeks that there will also be some people who arrive here without documentation for, you know, other reasons, and those people shouldn't be allowed into this country or should be prosecuted for doing that. There have to be rules, don't there?
Absolutely, there do. And we have rules. You know, we have an immigration process here. We have immigration officials who run checks. They check the documentation of everybody who arrives into the country. If somebody is not carrying a valid passport or other documents, they do still have the right to seek asylum or international protection here. They can make that known to an immigration officer, and then their application must be accepted, it will be assessed, and then they must be allowed to stay in Ireland until the International Protection Office assesses the application.
John Lannan, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us.